Well, I lived in Western Australia, and we saw some jobs advertised to work in Tasmania. I worked in the field of disabilities. And we'd been here a few months, and we decided we liked it, we want to stay, and we found a house out here, and we moved out. I found the house, and then I showed my wife the house in the dark, and she said, yes, that's where I want to live, and we've been here 30 years, so...
What did you know about Beaconsfield 30 years ago?
The week before we came, there was a show on the ABC, and it actually featured Beaconsfield and the mine. So all I knew about Beaconsfield was what I'd seen on the ABC the week before we came here, and that was it.
Now, I've been told that it's not a mining town, it's a town with a mine in it. When you came 30 years ago, what was the feeling in town? And then we'll get through to how it's changed. But let's 30 years ago, what was it?
Well, it was a place people didn't want to be. I mean, local families, they were all very happy. Nothing had changed for a long period of time. The mine had been shut. There wasn't a lot of work. People were travelling to work. That was it. It was just very quiet. There was the two supermarkets, but they were very small. They were smaller than the coffee. One of them was smaller than the coffee shop, and that was the supermarket. It was just really quiet. And you had to know people, and if you didn't know people, you didn't get anywhere.
So how did you go? Because you wouldn't have known anyone.
I talk a lot, and I listen a lot, and that's how it goes. Talking, well, mostly listening.
And so when you were listening, what were people telling you? How did you find your way into the community? What was there to do?
Well, we were very fortunate. We bought a house that was owned, that had been part of a property of a local family. Once the people lived across the road. And once they worked out that we were okay, they said to other people that we were okay. And once it got around that we were kind of okay and we were basically harmless, people became much more approachable. And that family gave us the contacts. You know, we had car problems. They said, oh, you need to go and see this bloke. So we went and saw Noel Russell. And we said, oh, Cliff Bowen sent us to you. And he said, oh, Cliff Bowen, you know Chat. And that's how it went. You know country towns. It's very rarely about what you know. It's who you know at the end of the day.
I'd imagine that sort of sentiment still lives on here. But what's changed?
There's lots of new people. Different people, different ideas. People are opening up. It was very closed, but I come here regularly on a Saturday morning for coffee, and people stop and chat. Whereas before, if they didn't know you, they'd just keep on going. But now more and more people stop and chat, and because there's more tourists, people talk to the tourists. People ask questions. It's much more open.
Why are there more tourists?
Because this is a really look. You are in the Riviera of the North. I mean, I've been to a few places on the planet, and really, this is one of the nicest spots you can come to. Really, I mean, people never saw its potential, and I think what's happening is people actually seeing that this area has an awful lot of potential, not just for small business, but if you've got kids, this is a great place to bring your kids up, because you've got beaches, you've got places where they can run. You can walk out of your house and leave your door open and know it's pretty safe. I mean, my sister says that Beaconsfield is the land that time forgot. And I see that as a positive thing, because when I first came to Australia, you could leave all your stuff on the beach, your camera, your watch, go for a swim, and know it would be there when you came back. And it's like that here still in some ways.